on the regression process, basically at this point, any bit of troubleshooting that you might have to possibly do, in my experience, is usually satisfied by another regression strategy. So here in this category on the next page of other regression techniques, you could regress to a very specific event. Excuse me, as I downed a seltzer water before coming back from class, that's always a good idea. So we could go to a specific event for whatever reason if we're doing a remembering regression just for enlightenment purposes. I want to remember this event in better detail. I've actually had this specific referral dozens of times now. They are working with a psychologist. They're working with a psychiatrist. And the referral basically was she just doesn't remember any positive events throughout her life, yet she knows she's had them. Could you do hypnotic age regression with her just to revitalize those experiences? And what do you think I do? Success trigger. That's what that process basically is. It is a moment where the language is your patient, my client, and since you are referring to them to me, I will work within the appropriate parameters. Will I suggest like crazy that I've got better strategies to help out? Yeah, though it's a place where if that's what they want, I can fill that need and we can be effective there. We could go to directly causal relationship of like the first time they did something. So first time they flew in an airplane, first time they did this thing, which by the way, there's a cool strategy. We can completely bypass this whole find the cause thing because what happens if they've enjoyed public speaking for so many years, and then suddenly they don't. They've flown comfortably for all these years, then suddenly it's a problem. Well, bring them to other experiences, which, by the way, the category of what we can deem non-organic male impotence, which would be there's nothing physiologically wrong, it's something in the mind that's creating an issue, right there is my one and only strategy that's my most effective. Now, I'm bringing them into positive experiences of intimacy in the past. Now, the filter is I don't want them then suddenly tearing up because it's the one that got away that broke their heart. And as you're there now, allow the entire experience around you to fade down because that feeling was there in your body because you had the receptors in your mind and your neurology to feel that way. So it need not matter in this moment who you were there with. Be there in that experience now, which is now dissolving away the, oh, that was this one who hurt my feelings and all these things. No, I'm bringing out the experience from them and just sharpening that skill, running that pattern again that they can feel that pleasure. And it's shocking how effective that one is. Though very often that's a category where we're digging up some stuff to see what's going on. Little filter, pun intended, that I mentioned the category that I'm not going to let them change the past. I'm going to let them change the feelings. However, it is often worthwhile to have them go back to the very first time they smoked a cigarette and revisit that moment and relive it as if they decided not to. That's a category where I'm okay with that change because consciously they're going to know they still were a smoker, yet as if is a phrase I'm going to lean into a little bit more heavily in that moment. What do you do if the regression is dragging on, dragging on, dragging on? Age 24, 24, 24, 23, 23. We're going to be here a while. Here comes the Dave Ellman pinpoint method, which the premise of this is most, not all, hear this carefully, most, not all ISEs are before the ages of 7 or 8. Most. Not all. Because here's the guy that was thrown from the motorcycle at the age of 19 and has been half paralyzed ever since, and life has been a challenge. I'd call that an ISE. Here's this moment where we'll talk about this specific example where the session basically ended with her working through the process to forgive herself of the abortion she got at 19 years old. And I would call that an ISE. I wouldn't say that, now, to play devil's advocate, maybe the emotional turmoil was heightened from these events at 4, 5, and 6, maybe. But I'd say that's pretty profound of a life change, and we could consider that an ISE. We'll talk about that specific example a little bit later. So the pinpoint method, most, not all. So what would Dave Ellman do in his regression? The metaphor would be, as I like to say it, lawn darts. I'm going to throw a dart really far out, see where it sticks, and then branch off from there. So rather than stair step 24, 24, 23, 23, 22, 22, as I pick up the hand and drop it, be there, it's your very first day of school, which for most people would be around age 5 or 6. Now, there's an anecdote to this because Dave would then ask a question. Be there, it's your first day of school. Happy day today? And for years, many of us racked our brains as to why he asked that happy day today question. And finally, someone hit upon it. Short story of it, didn't want to work on two issues that day. If the first day of school was a happy day, there's no ISE associated with that. If the first day of school was not a happy day, you don't know if that non-happy day was in any way related to the issue the client came into. Realize that if we really want to get technical here, I used to have massive anxieties around being on time, and that had its own separate ISE. I maybe had some baggage in terms of how I got to be more overweight as where I was before. Maybe that had its own ISE, and all these different things, separate. We don't just have one. You know, it's not like the old story of the British people only having one spoon. You have multiple ISEs for all these different entities, all these different things. So it's in that place where Dave would throw the dart. Be there, 5 years old. Happy day today? Yes. Good. We don't know anything yet. Though as you scan your body, 5 years old, can you find any of that fearful sensation? If the answer is yes, the ISE was before. If the answer is no, you're at least closer, and now as I pick up the hand and drop it, move forward and be there. Now we can say it. You can use the F word now. Be there at the first time you felt that feeling. Nod when you're there. And as I count from 5 to 1, go into that experience now. So if I ever find the process is taking really, really long through all the SSEs, I'm going to pinpoint and branch out from there. It doesn't have to be first day of school, though I typically find that's pretty reliable. And only once ever was a funny occurrence after having given this lecture the weekend before. The ISE actually was during that first week, first day of school. Funny story, a guy dealing with anger issues and this girl, like in the third grade, comes over to the kindergartner. They're going to hate you. You're going to do horrible here. You might as well go home. And she's like the sister of his, she's like the best friend of his older sister, giving the kid a hard time, as she always did. End of the session was funny, as his language. That little redheaded bitch really screwed me up. No wonder I've always hated redheads. It's a quote, not mine. there's an anecdote here that I'll briefly reference, though, as someone who has done this process now with several hundred, if not thousands, of clients. Dave Ellman would employ a convincer in the regression, which Larry Ellman, his son, would refer to as the half-remembered happy place, which would be a series of questions. One would be something they absolutely knew. One would be something they kind of had to work to remember. And the third would be something that unless they were fully revivified, they wouldn't have remembered. So, for example, first day of school, what's the name of your teacher? They likely would remember. Who named some of the students sitting around you? They'd likely remember. But then a follow-up question of what is someone wearing? And it would serve as a bit of a convincer that, wow, I didn't realize that. With full respect to the teachings of Dave Ellman, I have never found the need to prove the regression. And even if there was a concern of, was it really that event? I could care less because we're working on everything afterwards. We're working on the results. You know, I don't care if that pothole was oblong-shaped, octagon-shaped, hectangle-shaped. I care about fixing the alignment moving forward. So the moment of proving the regression moment is something that I've never run into a challenge. Yeah, Jerry?
So a lot of times issues have to do with the way parents treated the child. But there's not a specific incident. There's not a specific day. I mean, I can trace the feeling, I suppose, back to a certain age, but there's no specific day.
Yeah.
Or you could ask them to choose, let's go ahead and choose an incident where mom was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Just choose one.
Well, I'll ask you this question, and let me restate it here, of it's an ongoing thing of how they've been being treated, and the option of, do we just have them choose one? I ask you this question not as a challenge, but just to gather information. Have you done this process in the format as I'm teaching it to you now?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because if we're doing, there's styles of therapy that are regression modeled of pick one. If we were talking NLP timeline therapy, that's a process that I don't teach here because it's a different course, but that's a process that does begin with the question of, think of a significant time, let's work on that. Even as someone who master prac trainer NLP, I think this is the ideal method because it's getting the subconscious feedback of the event. So it's again where I have to apply the filter of doing it in this format, I get an event.
Oh, okay.
I get a moment. The other would be in other models of work, though, which is why I have to throw in that advocate question of going, if you haven't done it this way, give it a shot because you're going to get an event. Other methods as well, we could just go direct to the first time. I tend to not like this because, again, it may be involving conscious judgment that as soon as they've labeled it as the first time, they're accepting the knowledge it's probably the first time. This stair step backwards gets me the most reliable process. When all else fails, apply suggestion. Why not throw in some imagery? If the backwards moving process of affect bridge and SSEs is not working, bring them to the hall of regression. As I pick up the hand and drop it, there's a room in your mind that you now can discover, a room where the walls are lined with doors, doors that are all numbered, corresponding to all the ages of your life. Well, at that point, you've got options. They can walk backwards. The numbers are counting backwards. Stop at the door at the very first time. You could do that. Or start at birth. Move forward, and that yes finger will pop up. Arrive at the door that corresponds to the age of when you first felt that feeling. That's another get-out-of-jail-free card moment to shortcut all the SSEs. Empowerment regression. Remember, again, this is not just about finding the cause. And you've already seen that demonstrated inside of the success trigger. And if only on the next page was a whole practice session we're about to do. Don't turn there yet. a whole practice session we're about to do where you get to actually practice with each other an empowerment regression session. And it's a really cool thing that I consistently make use of as a strategy in session one just because it works so well and it gets the process in the right direction.